You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, and we are back.
Happy Monday.
Yes, ah! You took the words right out of my mouth. We're so in sync, you and I.
Oh, I know, it's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And we're wearing matching tops as well, which is fun. You know,
sure.
We've got both got this sparkly pink number on, and I think, you know what?
We really
are in sync. Oh. How was your weekend, Ari?
So full on. I did a lot over the weekend. I don't even know what type of person I am at this point.
But what do you mean by that?
I think I'm changing.
Into what?
I have no idea. I'm metamorphosizing.
What? Okay, what did you do that is so out of the ordinary, like Ari ordinary world?
I just have so many stories to tell you this morning and our amazing Novocastrians. Like, oh my God, who am I? I don't know.
Are you holding all your cards?
Yes,
to the chest?
I am. Because okay. I want to be able to talk about something later.
All right, well, I look forward to that.
How are you, Creepo?
Oh, really good. It was glorious weather over the weekend.
Stunning.
I had to do a bit of extra work, though, because, you know, someone from the shop called in sick.
Right.
Poor thing. She's not well.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. It was so nice. It was such good weather. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah. You know what I enjoyed? I drove past the shop twice yesterday.
Didn't think to stop in?
No.
I see where our friendship is. I see what stage our friendship's in.
No. Because I looked for your van and there was no sign of the van. So I figured that you weren't
there. No, park around the back.
Oh. Well, next time we'll stop in.
Yeah, well, check before because I'm not always in. So you had your chance.
It was around the back.
Yeah, always is.
False advertising.
What do you mean? It doesn't have my name on it. Give me a text or something.
Okay.
You in, bro? Something like that.
I'll bring Will in.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And a news story has popped up that's given me great hope this morning, Creevo.
What's that?
For womankind. So apparently there's
I'm listening.
There's a push for the National Construction Code to make the 2-to-1 ratio of female to male toilets mandatory. It comes after data reveals that women are 34 times more likely to queue up for the loo, and I believe it.
Well, things are a little bit different in our workplace. We've got the 2-to-1 for toilets.
Yes, but it's the other way.
There's about 6 men to every lady that works at New FM.
Yeah.
So the queues are real. And I know the pain.
Yeah.
I can empathise. So, yes, bring it on.
Yeah, yeah. Everywhere else, though, it's the other way, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, because women and girls make up more than half the population, going to the toilet more often and spending longer in the bathroom than males is more prevalent. So there you go.
Definitely bring it on is what I'd say. The more toilets, the better for everyone involved.
That's the thing. A lot of men are advocating for this because they're saying, look, we can go anywhere. The bush, the ocean, a bottle in the back of the car, they're all our toilets. You know, women can't do the same thing.
Excuse me? What was that last one again?
The bottle in the back of the car.
No, that is not and never is an option.
You've never done that?
No.
Really?
That
I know people who do it.
It's a hard no from me.
There you go. Anyway, so let's push for this, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
More female bathrooms.
But no bottle in the back of the car. That is never an option. All right, let's get into it. Coming up next, why Russians have been encouraged to do the deed while at work.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
For this next story, we go to Russia. They're facing a bit of a population crisis in a way.
Oh, them too.
Yeah, a lot of developed countries are, including places like Singapore.
Oh, wow.
And they're trying all different things to try and get people to start having kids again.
Okay.
I mentioned Singapore because they've introduced a National Fertility Day.
Oh.
Which, in a by a stroke of coincidence, was yesterday, September 22.
There you go.
And they're like, oh, what can we do? What can we do? How do we get people to, you know, get back into having kids? They've started releasing things like a quirky rap song, which, trust me, I tried to get to put on the radio this morning, but I could not track it down.
Oh.
The Russians have been outdoing them all, though. So they've got, obviously, a big population decline happening.
Yep.
So they've introduced, and I guess they've it's pretty subtle what they've called it, the Sex at Work Initiative, which is a broader strategy. They're trying to, like, get people back to having kids.
Yeah.
So they've said, they were asked, like, the person who's in charge of this was asked, oh, how do you plan to get people to have more kids? You know, life's so busy, that sort of thing. They've got to work a lot. They said, why don't you fit that into your work day during break times?
Response. Who's doing the do at work or, like, during the work day?
That is a great question. What kind of, you know, office environment is inducive of that?
I was about to say, no one's in the mood at work.
You've
got your professional brain on, you know, you're ticking away at your job, doing your data entry stuff, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, could go
shall
for a little sesh.
Shall
like,
we?
I just
absolutely
don't think
not.
So. Like,
and where?
Yeah. The bathroom.
Ew.
In the broom closet.
No, none of those are good ideas. I mean, the boardroom's busy. They're using that for other things.
Yeah, okay.
Like boardroom meetings. So probably not that. Meeting rooms, they've all got glass from halfway up.
Okay, I've got the solution.
Oh, do you now?
It has to be the car. Go out to your car park, put some curtains up. There you go. Bing, bada, boom. You've got yourself a child in 9 months.
Perfectly said from Ari.
UFM. De Novos.
I'm finding more and more lately that scientists actually have a great sense of humour. They're quite genius, honestly.
Oh, that's what they're known for.
Well, their sense of
humour.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Well, thanks to the Big Bang Theory. Yes.
Yeah.
So, researchers recently say that a pale, elongated body of a newly discovered species of ant, which is living in Western Australia's outback, has inspired them to give it a villainous name. So they've looked at this new ant and went, oh, this is exactly what it looks like. Let's give it this fun name. So this ant has been given the name Voldemort.
Oh, this is fun.
Leptonilla Voldemort is the species name in honour of the main antagonist in the Harry Potter series.
Sure. Surely they looked at this thing and went, we can't really call it the Peter Dutton ant. While it does look like him, we just can't. So Voldemort it is.
Well, this a new ant species was found in the Pilbara region in early March. It gave the full scientific name of Leptonilla Voldemort, saying that they look so much like the Ralph Fiennes character. So, yeah, it's quite interesting, though, because a number of organisms also share the names with Harry Potter characters, including a spider bearing the name of Gryffindor. There's also a crab in the world named after Severus Snape, and then also a wasp, similarly named for a villain, Lucius Malfoy.
Okay, I've done a Google. It does look like Voldemort.
It does. It's creepy.
It's very, very similar.
Yeah.
But it also, it's perfect in a way.
Why?
And, well, you think about it. You're scientists. They start out as nerds growing up. They're reading all the Harry Potters.
It fits.
Yeah, it fits. And then they, you know, they look back on that time and think, what does this ant look like?
Well, it's not a very, I guess, I don't want to say developed, but there's not many of these ants around. Like, it's quite rare.
Obviously, they only just found it for the first time.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'd just like to go and visit, you know, the Pilbara.
You want to see the Voldemort ant?
I want to see it. And I want to see it take a stick in its little antler, in its little ant hand and be like, I'm on a cadaver.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
I feel like we've been talking about this literally forever, but apparently Newcastle Basketball is forging ahead with their plans for the Hunter Indoor Sports Centre in New Lambton, right? So they announced that they're lodging a state significant development application within the coming week after finalising multiple detailed reports. So this new facility is obviously going to bring the basketball stadium, pickleball, netball, futsal, badminton, along with heaps of other indoor activities. However, our new mayor for Newcastle, still against it.
This is interesting. And what will, like, the state significant, I guess, status...
Yes.
...allows usually to bypass certain local council and stuff like that. So they might get away with it. Just because they're lodging it, though, doesn't mean it's going to get through.
Yeah, true. So everyone can go and see the plans online at the moment. Look, it looks really great. However,
whether it's the right position for it.
Yeah, especially Dr. Ross Kerridge, our new Lord Mayor, he's like, probably not the right area.
Is that old gasworks at Hamilton North
Yeah.
is another proposed site for it? Because that's empty. And they've like they've done the remediation work on it already.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there with a big fence around it.
Right. Well, Newcastle Independents were still thinking of using the green space at Wallara and Blackley Ovals for the Hunter Indoor Sports Centre.
So a couple of other options.
Yeah. There's plenty of places. Everyone just needs to just get together and just say, hey, let's look at what's the best place and just make the decision just then and
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I say my personal opinion, the gas works, because then you're not digging up a park.
Oh, true. Okay.
Like, that way you get a park and a basketball stadium.
Done.
Like, to me, that seems like the best of both worlds.
Okay, we should send a letter, Crevo.
Well, maybe, but I'm not in charge of the construction.
No, but it's a watch this space situation still.
Certainly.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now we learn the story of Chloe, who has an Aussie girl who in 2020, rather, she was having a bit of lockdown boredom.
Okay.
And started writing to prisoners in America.
So, hang on. How do you even start doing that process? Is there like a secret postal service?
Sort of. So she'd seen all these viral videos online of people recommending it as something to do. So a way to fix your boredom. You help someone out who, they're going through a tough time as well, in a way, you could say.
Yep.
And probably very bored.
Yes, true.
So they make good pen pals in that way. She thought, and this is what her thinking behind it was, if I pick ones that are in America, they're going to be, what are they going to do, fly over here? You know, it's too far. She'll be safe. This was her thinking.
Sure.
She told her family and said, look, it's just a couple of prisoners. And they said, be careful, anything could happen here. She said, look, don't worry about it. They're in America. But over 3 years of online letters, this led to phone calls. This led to Chloe meeting a guy at the Cleveland prison and eventually led them to walking down the aisle.
They got married.
Chloe's now 23 years of age. Started when she was writing the letters when she was 18. right? Look, they're of a similar age. They got married. So the first time she went over, it's been a rough ride. The first time she went over, he was up for like early release.
Okay.
So she went over there. They had their like meeting through the classic like telephone, two telephones and a glass in between, that sort of thing. And then they were able to meet in person as well. But his early release didn't happen.
Oh, no.
So back to Australia she trudges and, some more time passes. And eventually, here we are. The two of them have got married. She found the love of her life.
Wow. Halfway across the world as well.
There's so many things that could have gone wrong, could have been complicated. But here they are. They're in love.
I do have a little question, though. I don't know if you'll be able to answer
it. Okay, I'm ready.
Do you reckon she's heard the legend of Bonnie and Clyde and went, I can do this?
Well, quite possibly. Whether she's heard of Bonnie and Clyde, I can't tell you.
Oh.
But, yeah, they've ended up together, and what an amazing story.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you'd have to question it, though, wouldn't you? You'd have so many questions as family and all that sort of stuff.
So what the hell are you doing?
But, hey, love is love.
Yep.
And who are we to question it this morning?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Unbelievably, fashion house Alexander McQueen, you may have heard of this. They're not really a luxury design brand, like, for example, Dior and Gucci and all that. But it's kind of like the second tier down in a way.
Are they like a Quicksilver or a Billabong?
Much higher than that.
Oh, right, up against.
Yes. So kind of like a middle tier. So Alexander McQueen has just released the Barnyard-inspired shoe, which appears to resemble a look that Donkey and Shrek would rock if designer brands identified him as a fashion icon. Like, it's ridiculous.
All right, what are we talking about here?
So, retailing for a mere $5,100 per pair, this is just literally if you went and bought a pair of black boots with, like, a thin heel. It's made of leather, comes complete with a silk faux ponytail tassel on just one of the shoes. So it's not even, like, the same boot each foot.
So one shoe has a ponytail on it.
Yep.
The other shoe, no ponytail.
No ponytail. But it has a thick rim around the toes, which is like a horseshoe-shaped bottom for the sole.
So it looks like a horse's foot?
Yeah, it looks like a donkey slash horse's foot. It looks like you're trying to be a Clydesdale.
Grand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. It's gotten a lot of different reviews, but there are some people going, I would definitely wear this to go do my groceries.
High fashion is just so kooky, isn't it?
Right? I know.
They have the fashion show in Paris or whatever, and you've got all those bigwigs there in their sunglasses. Why are you wearing sunnies inside? And then the people walk down the runway and they're wearing a trash bag.
Yeah, I know.
And they go, this is $19,000.
Or an upside-down umbrella.
Or like 40 zippers on one on one shirt. And you think, these people are so delusional.
Yeah.
That is not fashion. That is just the insane ramblings of like a 10-year-old.
I think we're just in a weird phase of life where everything is already being done and thought of. So people are going, oh, let's move into the horseshoe space.
The horse foot space is not a space to ever be moved into.
Look, we've been obsessed with like making our feet look smaller for so many centuries. Now, apparently, we just want to make you look like your toes are enormous.
Well, it's all a bit bizarre.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Action-packed weekend from me over the weekend, Crevo. So on Saturday, I was invited to go and meet the rest of my boyfriend Will's friends and his housemate, my friend, Billy's friends as well. Oh, so
there's a
whole
lot
group.
A whole group of friends.
People. Yes.
You met your boyfriend's friends.
Yeah, basically. It was interesting. So we had a night out for one of their friends' birthdays at Queen's Wharf. That place is still awesome. I haven't been there in years.
It goes off.
Yeah, it does. And there's people of like all ages. Groups as well.
Sure.
So it's suitable for everyone. The live music there was surprisingly awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, so on a Saturday night, if you can get to Queen's Wharf, I would go again for sure. And then it was interesting though, the night took a weird turn. So apparently we ended up at Billy's barbershop on Hunter Street. It's called Liberty.
Okay.
It's like
cheeky
after
plug.
Hours. Yeah, well, that's the thing. We had like a little, not a dance party, but like a little musical sesh, like at their barbershop after hours. So we're all sitting in these big barbershop chairs. Like, this is awesome. We should always do this.
Did you get a haircut while you were there?
No, I was tempted to ask her. little cheeky freebie.
Yeah, well, if you're in a barbershop and you're not getting a haircut, what are you doing?
I have no idea, but it was so much fun. We all just sat around and just spoke and listened to music and had a laugh. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was funny though because there was like lots of people like walking past the shop.
What are they doing?
Yeah, they were like, I think a couple of them were jealous. Like their faces were like, oh, I want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I've had a great time.
Did they have any drinks in there?
One.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, well, like they had like a couple
a
of like, little seltzers. No.
Nah.
Little seltzers out the back. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. Free drinks.
That is fun.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Over in Bali, they're looking at installing an elevator down a cliff, down from a cliff top down to a beach.
Okay.
So it's very tall, 182 metres.
Damn.
It'll be like a glass elevator that they want to do. So basically, instead of just taking a couple of photos of the top, you can also go down to the very white sandy beach down the bottom.
Perfect.
Without climbing down, you know, heaps and heaps of stairs.
Yeah.
We were talking about this just behind the scenes, and you said, we should have one at the Merriweather Steps.
Absolutely. Have you seen how steep they are? Like, they burn those glutes like there is no tomorrow, even on, like, the first couple of stairs. So you need something easier to get you up and down.
See, this is the problem with today's generation. So soft.
Oh.
We don't need an elevator at Merriweather. It is not that big a deal.
Well, actually,
walk down the stairs.
It's suitable for those much older than my generation as well. Like, my dad probably can't be able to walk up and down those stairs anymore. He's too old.
No, this is
bad for the knees.
You can't. That'll cost so much money as well.
That's all right. Newcastle's good for it.
I think this is a crazy use of resources. We don't need an elevator down the Merriweather Steps. How ridiculous.
Accessibility?
Well,
No,
there's ramps. No, there's ramps. There is
there?
Already ramps there. So that goes out the window.
Takes too long. If you want to get to the baths ASAP, as soon as you pull up on your Merriweather little car parking area on the main road there, you're just like, I need to get to those baths ASAP. I need to run and jump in the water, but I need to get there faster than trying to get down these stairs.
I say this is ridiculous. Well, this is what we want to do. We want to put this out there.
Yep.
4967-4105.
Mm-hmm.
Should we have an elevator at the Merriweather Steps? I think it's ridiculous. I think it's an ridiculous waste of money and resources. And it's just like typical lazy young people not wanting to walk down some steps. Everything's got to have an elevator these days.
I wouldn't call it lazy. I would say innovative. We're trying to transform Newcastle still. So I think we should definitely have an elevator where the Merriweather Stairs are.
All right. In Charlestown, Robbie, what are your thoughts?
Oh, Ari, next you'll be asking for a travelator along a frickin' soccer field so you don't have to run, love.
You know what? That would be funny. I would advocate for that too, Robbie.
Ari's just too soft, isn't she?
Oi!
Oh, suck it up, princess.
Thank you. A bit of common sense in Charlestown.
I'll put my crown away then, shall I?
Typical of the area is what I'd say.
Yeah. Okay, Tingara Heights. Good morning, Carol. What are your thoughts on this elevator?
No elevator, escalator.
Oh, you want an escalator instead? But wouldn't that be even more expensive?
Well, I mean, come on, Newcastle, we can do it.
Yeah, you know what? Escalator, let's go, Carol says.
Oh, my God. Escalator. All right, so at the moment we've got no votes for the elevator and one for an escalator.
Okay.
I don't think anybody wins on this situation.
105.3 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, this is where we give you three items. You need to put them in order from the cheapest to the most expensive.
Woo.
It's Melissa in Swansea. How is Swansea this morning?
It's lovely as always.
Yeah.
Feels like they're on holidays. Every day.
Oh, beautiful.
How good is that? You've found your dream location to live, haven't you?
We have, yeah.
Oh, awesome. I love to hear that. Right, well, you know how the game works?
Yeah.
Okay, three things in order, cheapest to most expensive. Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you've got from Mecca Cosmetics at Charlestown Square, a Glossier Stretch Fluid Foundation,
mm-hmm.
available in 32 shades.
Okay.
Item number two, from Newey Fried Chicken at Broadmeadow, the Sunday Sando, and now this is a crispy thigh fillet, high melt American cheddar, tomato pickles, etc. And then item number three, from Bunnings Wall's End, is the Ryobi 18-volt four-piece kit. So you get a drill, circular saw, hammer drill, angle grinder, two batteries, and a bag to hold it in.
That's a lot of tools.
It's a four-piece kit.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You know, let's not get too excited.
Okay.
all right, just to review, you got the stretch fluid foundation from Mecca. You got the chicken sando, Sunday sando from Newey Fried Chicken, and the four-piece Ryobi 18-volt kit.
Okay, I'm thinking sandwich foundation and the tool from Bunnings.
So just to was that the sando first, did you say?
Yes.
And then the foundation?
Foundation.
And then the tools. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into the prices. Your Sunday sando comes in at $16.90.
Okay.
Okay.
The Glossier Stretch Fluid Foundation, available in 32 shades from Mecca Cosmetics, Charlestown Square, comes in at $56.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means you are still in this. And everything to play for. Ooh. Family pass to Head and Greta Drive-In. Slash the seats if you want. That's optional. Will Melissa and Swansea win it? We're about to find out.
Come on.
The four-piece kit comes in at $399. Yes! Not only do you feel like you're on holiday every day because you live in Swansea, you lucky duck, you're also the winner of a family pass to go and see a movie of your choice at Head and Greta Drive-In. Congratulations, Melissa. You have done Swansea proud.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Another local winner here on UFM.
UFM. The Novos.
Look, Melania Trump, I'm sure she's got plenty of money.
Oh, she would.
But she's got obviously nothing to do because she's started a bit of a new career move.
Okay, I can respect this, yeah.
Coming towards the end of the year, she has decided to bring out USA Christmas-themed ornaments to sell. Right?
So, Trump branded.
No, they're not. They sort of allude to it. So okay. Item number one is the Love, Freedom, and American flag all-in-one sort of hanging ornament.
Great.
Very tacky.
Yeah.
$75. US.
Oh, for goodness.
Then you've also got the Vote Liberty, also supposed to be hanging on your Christmas tree, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And these are like 3 centimetres across, or 4 centimetres, tiny little things.
So they're a generic-sized ornament?
Yeah.
Okay.
$75 as well.
What?
Yep. Also the USA Star, which is like a little star with USA written in the middle, $90 US.
All right. Okay. All right. So let me just paint a picture here, for example. The Christmas cave that they have at Myers, wherever you go, you know, like how they have a section every year.
Yeah.
Beautiful ornaments and Christmas decorations. I find them pricey and they're like $20-$30 for an ornament or whatever it is. $90?
The MelaniaTrump.com website, which I feel dirty for visiting, has other things that are ridiculous for sale as well. The jewelry. Very cheap and tacky, no real gold. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
One of them is signed on the front, Melania Trump, $245. This is like a little pendant. Another one, which is just like a Vote Liberty, Vote Freedom, $600, no real gold in sight or silver or anything. They're just gold coloured. Then you can buy her book.
Oh, no.
$250.
Okay. Okay. Right. So this is what astounds me is the fact she's not actually someone, like, of note. Like, she just married a wealthy man. That's great for her. But, like, she's not like she's Selena Gomez or Taylor Swift, okay? You'd be buying the name from the product.
Absolutely.
Wow.
How about a women in history, like, she's putting herself in that as well, don't forget. Calendar for $150.
Oh, my God.
A fool and their money is easily parted. Anyone who's buying this stuff needs to get their head read. It's just ridiculous. It's so expensive and looks so tacky and terrible quality.
You know what? It'd be overly patriotic people over in the US going, yes, freedom, liberty, love, this country, blah, blah, blah.
This website exists because people still buy it, is all I'll say.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And I happened to witness the greatest invention of a toy, I would say, last night.
The greatest?
The greatest
of all
invention.
Time?
Yep.
What is it?
Okay, so here we go, right? It was a mini Lego set, but it was a retro radio. So my boyfriend Will started building a brand new set yesterday afternoon.
That's right. He's a big Lego guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I'll FaceTime you when, like, I'm getting near the end of the project. So, you know, I'm not sitting there just watching him do Lego for 2 hours. So I did, and, like, he was, like, turning the knobs and whatever, and it switches on and does, like, a little Lego FM type of thing. Like, so cool.
Oh, can you get new FM on it?
I reckon you could try.
How good.
Oh, but it's like, it sounds and looks like something that you'll get out of like the 1930s to the 1950s.
Sure.
So that's vintage radio.
Retro look. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so cool.
Are you becoming a Lego person?
I think I am. He's converting me to a Lego fan.
When was the last time you built a Lego set?
I think I tried to when I was about 6 years old or something. But like, look, Lego's
not my thing. You're smarter now, though.
I am smarter now, but I'm not as smart as him when it comes to building things.
Surely you can put together a Lego set. This could be something you guys bond over.
Well, we do have a Christmas present for each other already,
and
it's like the
Lego,
big Disney one. Yeah, the big Disney camera.
Oh, how good. Well, there we go. Ari's got a new hobby.
Yep.
I would have never picked it.
No, I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest.
I'll take it. Will you do it? I'm not sure.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
There has been a discussion behind the scenes about whether or not it's appropriate to, I guess, order food from the kids' menu as an adult. So if you're older than, say, what, 16 years old, 15, whatever you would
10?
Call a kid. No, surely not.
10,
I 13. Let's just say 13.
All right.
Or something.
13 and under.
Okay. Like, is it appropriate to actually order from the kids' menu? We're talking about toasties. We're talking about, like, the spaghetti or, like, the certain nuggets and chips that you would get, right? I think it's absolutely appropriate.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Are you a kid, Ari?
No. I'm a kid at heart. Does that count?
No, it does not count. In the same way that, you know, when they go, oh, let's see, when you get pulled over by the cops, they're like, oh, license and registration, please. And they're like, oh, let's check. Yep, you're all good. Mm-hmm. You don't go, oh, I'm a kid at heart, therefore, you know, I shouldn't be driving.
No, that's a completely different scenario. We're not talking driving and legalities here. We're talking about going to, like, your humble pub or your cafes or your restaurants, wherever, and going, hey, you know what, I don't want a big, like, schnitzel salad and chips, or I don't want, like, a big pasta dish or something. I want something that's small enough that I'm not going to, like, have too much left over, or I'm not going to eat, or whatever.
Ridiculous. It's for kids. That's why it says kids on it.
Yeah, but also, like, what if I just want literally sausages, mash and veg, and I can't get that on the regular adults menu?
Toughen up and order an adult's meal. That's what I would say to you.
But also, like, the kids' meals, I think, like, the menus in some places are more elite than some of the adults.
In what way?
Well, like, Pippi's at the Point. Like, I've ordered, like, kids' meal from there before.
What do they have?
They've got, like, this linguine and tomato sauce and cheese.
That is not more elite.
Yes, Pippi's, it is.
Pippi's at the Point has nice food there.
I love it.
What are you doing ordering the basic pasta? Grow up, Ari.
I like it.
No, I think it should actually be illegal.
What?
I think they should bring in a law to protect, like, adults from having their food, kids from having their food.
You know
what?
That's
what I say.
What I also like about the kids' menu is it's not as expensive. You can get what you actually want for a decent price. And I'm like, I'm all about it.
And here's the other part of it. Mm. As a small business owner, I understand that kids' menu doesn't make much money. They do it there to appease, like, the kids and to, like, keep, you know, things moving.
Okay.
But it loses them money, or they don't make much off it. So you're hurting small business. You're eating from a part of the menu you're not supposed to. It's an absolute no. It shouldn't be happening.
Hey, at least I'm still contributing to the business.
Hardly. You're probably losing them money.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm making up for that money in the buying drinks. So, you know what? Like, give me my champagne as many as I want.
And your dino nuggets.
With my cheeseburger and chips and my chicken nugs and my sausages, veg and mash, and I'm happy gal.
All right. Well, this is the debate, I guess.
Yes.
4967-4105. Are you team Ari? You think it's okay to order from the kids' menu? Or are you team Crevo? You're sensible. Adults for adults, kids for kids.
Oh, all right, then.
Shira in Toronto, what are your thoughts?
Most definitely order off the kids' meal.
Do you do that, yes. Shira?
I do. I'm a support worker, and I take my elderly clients or my disabled clients out, and we get kids' meals all the time.
Awesome. And it's not frowned upon? Have you seen anyone give their opinion on it?
Do you get the dirty looks ever?
Some places I've been questioned, do we have a child with us? And I was like, no, but I have a person that is disabled and will not eat an adult-sized meal.
That's right.
I bet that shuts them up real quick.
Mm. Yeah, they sort of look at me a bit weird still, because I normally order two meals because I enjoy chicken nugget and chips too.
Yes, Shira. It's all about the chicken nuggets.
All right, one to team Ari at this point.
All right, let's go to Gay in Glendale. Good morning. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, team Ari.
Yes, why is that? Do you order off a kids' menu all the time?
I haven't, but I had bariatric surgery.
Okay.
So I can't eat a lot. So if I could order without feeling guilty, hell yeah, I'd do it.
Are you team Ari, though, partly because you're from Glendale and Ari used to live in Glendale?
No, I'm originally Penrith. So.
Oh, right. Well, that's a whole other story. All right.
That's two to me.
Mel in Maitland. It's not looking good. What are your thoughts?
Team Ari, sorry.
I've also
had bariatric surgery, so I either order the kids' meal or I'll order the entree meal.
Oh, yeah.
That's also a good tip as well.
Entree's not too bad, and that's allowed for adults.
So, Mel, can I ask, what would you order off a kids' menu? What's your favourite item?
I'd probably go schnitzel because most of the stuff's deep fried, so it's not that great, hence going to the entree.
Entree's smart. I like that idea.
Fair enough.
And it's acceptable to me.
Three.
This is not looking good.
This is looking great.
Is there any smart people in Rutherford? Cheryl, what are your thoughts?
I'm smart, all right. I would order off the children's menu as well.
You're a team Ari as well?
Well, I always ask first because some don't let you.
Oh, you know what? That's very polite of you, Cheryl. You do sound smart. I'll give you that.
Well done, Cheryl.
If they say no, do you then push on and say, oh, I've got a kid with me anyway? Or what's your strategy?
No, I'll just give up then.
Oh, I like that. Cheryl at least is polite and, you know, doing the right thing.
Look, all I'm hearing is five people already agree that it is okay to order off a kid's menu.
I'll
Woo!
Have to give you this one.
This is 105.3 New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
Yeah, that's right. We have the three boxes here in studio delivered fresh this morning.
Hot off the bus.
That's it. The packaging has that special, like, fresh package smell as well.
Yes.
You love the smell of a new box. all right, let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we? Out in Charlestown, Sam, good morning. You feeling lucky?
Hey. Yeah, we're feeling lucky.
Yes. I love to hear it. Have you got someone in the background there with you, Sam?
Yes, I got my son, so he's already picked out the box of what he hopefully wants to do on the holidays.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Sullivan.
Hey, Sullivan. Okay, morning. Good luck to you, buddy.
Great name as well. Mm. All right, now, you've got three boxes here in studio.
Yep.
I'm going to fire up this special music, right? Have a listen to this. This helps you decide which box. Apparently, it's supposed to be lucky music.
Yes, that's what we've been told.
All right, one, two, or three, which one would you like?
He's chosen box one today, thank you.
Okay, let's open her up.
Okay.
All right, you have scored yourself. How good is this? A family whale-watching cruise with Nova Cruises. See the migration of magnificent whales with Nova Cruises, Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience.
And they're coming back down south very soon as well, so perfect for October to go see some whales. How about that, guys?
Oh, that's awesome. He's in the backseat sharing, so.
Yay! Well done to you, Sam, and to Sullivan. And you see how easy that was. Another local winner from Charlestown this morning.
Amazing.
And there's more chances throughout the day.
And this week.
That's right. We are hooking you up this school holidays with loads of local prizes only for local winners. New FM's Ticket Picker Box. Be listening at all times for your next chance to fly.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
This story that I'm going to bring you has gone absolutely viral. It's everywhere on the internet. I've seen it on telly. Footage has just been captured at a beach up in North Queensland, which has beachgoers' worst nightmare as a crocodile and a bunch of sharks battle it out in shallow water on the shore.
Oh, my God. So, you imagine this. The sharks are there. They're doing their thing, looking for a beach guy to eat. And then suddenly, it's croc versus shark.
Da, da, da. Yeah, pretty much. So here's what you can see in the video. If you haven't seen it, go and look it up in your spare time. But so it's just like this little pedestrian beach. It's shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like these little fish, obviously, that go around this part of the area.
A school of fish, perhaps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, having a nice day.
Yeah, that's right.
It's school holidays. They'll do that.
Well, they can sniff them out. So there's this croc. There's one or two crocs, like, in the shallow water already there looking for a bit of food.
Snacking but on fish.
Then
yeah.
You've got this whole, like, school of sharks or pod of sharks coming up. They're probably no bigger than these crocs, right? So they're all about the same size. But there's, like, a bunch of them creeping up, trying to get themselves some food themselves. But the sharks are having too much fun. They're splashing their fins around at the crocs, kind of baiting them, like, move out of my way, come on, show me what you got type of thing.
So does the battle commence? Like, what happens? Who wins? Well, that's what everyone wants to know.
There is no clear winner, but I think it's the croc because you can see the croc glaring at these sharks like, I'm going to get you, waiting its turn, and then all of a sudden it lunges at one of these sharks and then it like kind of swims away like, ah! He like freaks out.
Like what?
So I would say that the croc won his territory over from the sharks, but yeah, it was insane.
Croc versus shark, yeah. I would say in general... Croc would win.
Yeah, you'd think so.
They just seem more armoured.
They
if
are.
If that makes sense. Mm. Sharks, whilst they are very tough, you know, they're, you know, used to the fight and all that, crocs just have this something about them that's so prehistoric. I just feel like the croc has the upper hand.
Well, when you think about it, it's a dinosaur versus a fish.
Well, sort of.
Yeah.
Sharks have been around a long time too. But also, the other thing to keep in mind is size.
Mm.
You know, these were equally matched, which is a perfect way to figure out who's going to win this situation.
Yeah, exactly.
But obviously, giant shark, tiny croc. It's a different game we've got on our hands, but that's for a different day.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
With such great weather over the weekend, our neighbour invited us around for a drink yesterday afternoon on the back deck.
Lovely.
It was so good. Went over there. But because, like, this is our direct next-door neighbour, the little whippet Molly could hear us talking and was like, "You're so close, but you're not inviting me." She was, like, whimpering over the fence.
Oh.
So the neighbour's dog was also running amok. So what we did was we dropped the neighbour's dog at our house and the two dogs played and they had their afternoon party for a Sunday and we had ours on their deck.
Dog free.
That was perfect.
Wow.
Winning on winning.
That's actually a great hack. So if anyone wants to have, their neighbours around.
Exactly.
If there's a dog situation, do that.
Exactly. Just, you got to do a human-dog swap. Is what we did.
Like wife swap TV?
Sort of. Yeah. But, you know, less controversial.
Yes.
And mostly just some drinks and nibbles.
Love it.
So, yeah, just got to enjoy this beautiful weather is the top thing to, you know, enjoy at the moment.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
A lot of people say, or scientists, that crickets, eating crickets, grasshoppers is the future.
Why?
Well, they're very high in protein, very low in ecological damage. So you get as much protein as a steak, but without any of the ecological damage. I don't think it's going to taste as good as a steak, just quietly.
Or chicken or anything.
Well, yeah, that's right. But there are other benefits to eating grasshoppers stroke crickets.
Okay.
First one, apparently, it gives you very shiny, healthy hair.
Okay, all now, right, I can get around this.
You've got pretty shiny hair
at a distance. I do.
Do you spend much on products and stuff along the way?
You know what? I have in the past. I've dulled down a little bit on that, but you know what? It's just all about keeping your hair as healthy as possible. So I, you know, have a lot of collagen, like, supplements. So, sure.
Yeah, you're spending a bit, right?
A little bit, I would say.
Well, how about this? You can have some grasshopper energy bars or protein bars.
Oh, I can get amongst that.
And, you know, it's going to make your hair nice and shiny.
Okay.
There's more benefits. But wait. There's more.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So apparently, due to some of the trace elements and chemicals that are in grasshoppers, you will have excellent sleep as well. So if you're a person that, you know, tosses and turns and thinks about the world and what you're going to do the next day and a bit of anxiety, all that sort of stuff, crunch down on a couple of grasshoppers before bed. And you'll be off to sleep.
Oh, maybe that was the solution I was missing when I had insomnia all those years ago.
Could well have been. You should pop out to the front lawn and just grab some with a net.
Just track one down, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another one. Apparently, and this is quoting the article, it puts you in the mood for woo. For adult activities, because some of the vitamins and minerals contained within them puts you in the mood.
So it's the latest, like oyster, because they're meant to be aphrodisiacs.
Well, that's all just, you know, speculation and myth. This is based on true science.
Well, you know what? I think I'll just leave the crickets because my Prosecco is my aphrodisiac, okay?
That's all you need right there.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And we are pretty much done for today.
Indeed.
But we do have to award a prize, $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland, which, friends of the show, the food there is so good.
Absolutely. They always take care of you. We're going to give that away to Cheryl in Rutherford. She happened to agree with my side of an argument earlier on this morning about whether you can order off a kid's menu as an adult. She says absolutely 100%.
There we go. Congratulations. Also, a reminder about New FM's Pick a Box. At the moment, school holidays, obviously, activities are expensive. New FM's got you covered, though.
That's right.
We've got so many great activities up for grabs. Whale-watching adventures with Nova Cruises. We gave one of those away today already.
Sensational.
That's right. Another local winner. Mm-hmm. Also, car passes at Head and Greta Drive-In. We've got Revolution Sports Park vouchers, mini golf at Rippert Golf, and also family passes to see movies at Scotty Cinema Raymond Terrace.
Oh, that's everything sorted pretty much.
It is. Win yourself some by listening at all times and just call up as soon as you get the chance, right? And it's so easy. You just pick box 1, 2, or 3. You're guaranteed a prize, and they're all great, to be honest. All right, that's us done for today. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.